Hey, babe, you're gonna be a dad.
And you're gonna be a mom.
Hi, guys. I'm Angela Lanter.
And I'm Matt Lanter.
So my husband, Matt, you might recognize him from your TV screen. He's an actor.
Yeah, and my smoking hot wife sitting next to me, you might recognize her off your computer screen. She's a blogger.
Come along and experience this journey with us as we prepare to have our first kid.
Yeah, to the dudes out there, this is scary stuff. Unprecedented territory. I need your support.
And the moms. I mean, there's so much going on with our bodies and we're experiencing so many crazy things, so I'm going to tell you like it is.
That's true. Well, we originally didn't even intend to release this podcast. We just wanted to look back at it and have it as sort of like an audio yearbook. But the more we thought about it, we thought, why not share this with the world?
Hopefully y'all can learn with us.
Laugh with us.
Or maybe reminisce about your own pregnancy. Either way, sit back, relax, and join us on Hello Bump.
All right, welcome back to the Pregnancy Podcast number 7.
Week 12.
Week 12. Here we go. All right. Well, how was this week?
Well, first of all, let's start off with this episode's going to be a little bit shorter than usual because we kind of like screwed ourselves a little bit because we recorded on a Tuesday. But to be fair, okay, before I say this, the doctor has given us how many different due dates at this point? Three? But three different due dates.
Three. Yeah. You know what? Maybe a short podcast means an easy week, which means not eventful.
Well, it's short because we recorded last on Tuesday for week 11, but I count our weeks based on Thursday.
On July 4th was the last time.
Yeah, which was Tuesday. And then our week ended on Thursday because then in Thursday we enter week 13. So it kind of got us screwed up a little bit by recording that one so late, but it is what it is. Okay. So for week 12, we last spoke on July 4th.
Yeah. We were trying to get through so we'd go see some fireworks, which we did.
On our roof.
On a rooftop.
Which is a new one for us.
And it was cool because we could actually, without telling you pinpoint where we are, we could actually see like two fireworks shows clearly from our roof. And like partly, maybe two others way out far.
Maybe even three. So it was like a panoramic view of fireworks and they were all going off around the same time. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was really neat.
The bad part was that we couldn't hear any of the music that goes along with the fireworks. You know, like we were kind of on Spotify trying to play disc jockey. But then at the same time, then you're focusing on that and not the fireworks. So we could have planned that a little bit better, I feel like.
Yeah, and I feel like no July 4th is complete without hearing like, and I'm proud to be an American, you know, just like songs like that.
Totally. But here's the thing.
So I was looking for
next July 4th. We're going to have March, April, May, June, July, almost 6 month old, 5.5 month old, July 4th. I don't foresee
I'm going to carry that baby on the roof.
I was just going to say, I don't foresee us crawling up on the roof with the baby.
You don't foresee it. I foresee it.
And it'll be bedtime at that point when it's dark in the summertime. That baby's going to be asleep.
The fireworks? They're going to be going off.
No, that baby's going to be asleep. I am not going to keep a house of quiet during the day. I'm going to be able to run the vacuum, have the dog bark, and still have that baby sleep. Like, that's what my mom always says. You don't want to cater to a sleeping baby because then you're going to grow up a very bad sleeper.
Maybe we should put a sound machine in the baby's nursery.
I don't know. I just want our baby to be able to sleep through everything. I think that that's really just a good thing to try to cultivate in a baby. I mean, I don't know.
I've been using my own little sound machine the past week.
Yeah, and it
I don't know
freaked
why.
Me out last night. I woke up in the middle of the night hearing your stupid sound machine, and I was like, what is that sound? Where is it coming from?
Well,
I don't even know.
It's the one night I didn't wear headphones. Angela's been on me for not... She wants me to not wear headphones. For whatever reason, she says wearing headphones is bad for you at night.
Well, shouldn't be laying on them in your ears.
It does
That's
hurt.
Not good.
But anyway, so they're
not
like,
to mention, then your phone rings and it wakes you up every single morning.
Yeah, but
which is stupid.
I have been wearing the little wireless Beats, and thunderstorms in the Beats headphones are really nice. Actually, this
but
is
but you're
what's,
a belly sleeper, and you always push one into your ear.
I'm trying to train myself to be a back sleeper right now, for the sake of my back and for the sake of my shoulders and my neck and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I've been medically told that you need to be
that I need
a
to sleep on my back.
Back sleeper.
But the problem is I have nightmares on my back. It's a real thing, guys.
He really does.
So
like screaming in the middle of the night with his mouth closed kind of thing.
I wouldn't say screaming.
With your mouth closed, yes. You have woken me up more than once in a very terrifying
like this
manner.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly like that. And it's usually not fun. People
trying to rob us or fight us or something.
It's not fun.
Anyway.
So let's talk about the day after the 4th was the 5th.
Yeah, and we had a doctor's appointment.
Yep, went and saw the doctor. This was just a follow-up for the cyst because, as you recall, I had that very traumatic periclitoral abscess. Had to go in for the follow-up on that one. We had been up until that point doing, I say we like you were in the bathtub with me. I was doing sits baths.
You know what? It's because I practically was. I was sitting on the floor a lot of the times with you, keeping you some company.
That and you were monitoring my bath water because I've got the bath patrol over here.
Listen, my baby's got to be healthy.
I know, but let me have some warmth, man. So I had done sits.
Lukewarm water only.
And I kept making Matt squeeze it out because I was just like, first of all, I can't see it. Second of all, I'm not letting that stupid mother of a nasty fill back up. And I am not getting that thing drained again. So we're going to drain it ourselves. So we did.
I got my very own taste of what it's like to be a gynecologist.
And a dermatologist.
I would never want to be a gynecologist.
Or a dermatologist.
Can you imagine, like, realistically, the things that you would say?
I mean, well, you saw probably one of the worst.
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah. So we got the all clear. He looked at the cyst. He's like, it's completely gone. It's all better.
Hallelujah, Father God.
Yes. Yes. I still had, at that point, one more day left of antibiotics. And yeah. I had just straight up cystic acne, which I'm going to get into that for a second. But if you guys recall, I think I said in the last episode that he told us next appointment he would be giving us an ultrasound. He totally lied.
Did you almost say next episode?
Next episode, yeah. Next appointment with him to check on the cyst, he was going to do an ultrasound. And I believe he said that because he was buttering me up because he felt so bad for the situation and how much pain I was in because it was horrible.
I mean, I think at the time he was actually intending to do an ultrasound.
Perhaps, but we got in there and he had no intention of doing an ultrasound at all. And it made me feel really, really sad because I was, it's like.
Well, that was the one thing that you were kind of looking forward to.
The dessert at the end of a meal. Like, there are certain meals that I look forward to the dessert more than anything. And like,
what do you mean certain meals? Every meal for me.
I don't know. There's some meals that are really good. I mean, that. I
still look forward to the dessert. Are you kidding me?
Sometimes I'm too full for dessert. Anyways, that's like the icing on the cake in pregnancy is when you know that you have those landmark moments of getting an ultrasound because it's just like, we get to see the baby. We get to hear a heartbeat. We get to like know that everything's okay. And that didn't happen for us. So I was just sad.
Do you think if you're uber, uber rich, you can just purchase your own ultrasound machine?
But who's going to train you to
YouTube?
I guess so. You would.
No,
you
I totally would. Do something no, everything like that. Is on YouTube. If you don't know how to do anything, it's YouTube.
We do have our Doppler. So I think I came home that night and made you do the Doppler again. I on average, have you use the Doppler once a week.
Yeah.
It's like our little, like.
It's kind of a comfort.
Comfort, yeah. So left the doctor's office feeling like really disappointed because I was really hoping to have an ultrasound. But we see our new doctor on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we also, before that appointment, we are scheduled to see an ultrasound tech. So that's really exciting.
And we're going over to a new doctor because our original doctor, he just doesn't deliver anymore. He's kind of getting to that age where he just doesn't want to.
He does scheduled C-sections only.
Yeah.
And
when you've been around that long,
to do a C-section, when
you've been around that long, you can just kind of say like,
he's honestly, nope. I think he's wanting to get more into the cosmetic stuff because he's doing like,
well, he said he didn't want to get up at 3 a.m. for a delivery, which I get.
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
So anyways, with the cystic acne, I got into my dermatologist's office and saw my esthetician, which I see her like once a week. And if you guys have followed me before this podcast, then you know I really stay up on my skin. It's something that's just really important to me. So I went in and saw her. I hadn't seen her in a couple of months because mostly I was feeling so nasty sick that the idea of going in and laying down on my back, having someone in my face and feeling nauseous, that just sounds awful to me. So I didn't do that for a couple of months and went in and saw her. She said that my acne was 100% due to the antibiotics that I was on because it was cystic and it was painful. I hate those. I'm just like a cyst factory, aren't I? Like, come on. It's not fair. She said based on, because we went through, and we've been seeing her now. Her name is Ina. We've been seeing Ina now for
couple of years at least.
Before our wedding.
She's great.
We saw her before the wedding. So maybe like 5 years now. I think maybe I had been seeing her.
We shouldn't maybe publicly say her age, but she's like, well, I should just say she's older than you would ever think she is because she's so gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. And her skin is so incredible. It's incredible. And we just both love her. We both see her. Yeah. And, you know, so she was super, super, super excited that we were pregnant because she's kind of, since we got married, like, well, when are you guys going to have a baby? When are you going to have a baby? You know, but not like pressuring, just like wanting to know.
Well, because Ina, like in a little bit of a way, having a dermatologist that you go see like once a month or whatever, just to, you know, keep your skin looking right, is sort of like a psychologist in a way. Like
a little bit.
Like we were seeing her before.
Like a hairstylist.
Yeah. We were like seeing her before our wedding. And so what you lay down and then she's covering your face and your eyes up with, you know, with like a cloth.
She's
so
been
you
on this journey with us.
Yeah, you literally don't have anything
to do.
Buying
a house,
except,
planning a wedding, everything.
Yeah, except talk to her. So, yeah, I remember going in there one time. It was the best time I ever went in there. Typically, I go in and I'm like thinking about things I need to do for the day. But this one time, I was so stressed out from like wedding planning. This is a few days before our wedding. And, you know, I want to, you know, try to look my best for the wedding and pictures and everything. And so, oh my God, I remember going in there and just relaxing because it was like 45 minutes of downtime. Anyway, just going back to say that she's been around for, you know, for a while and she stays up on it.
The really cool thing about this particular appointment with me for seeing Ina was that she kind of schooled me a little bit on my skin for pregnancy because, I mean, I guess I figured that there were certain things that I couldn't do while pregnant. You know, I've read things like you can't do fillers, you can't do, you know, certain things, but I never looked into products. I didn't realize that I can't use retinol. I can't use glycolic. There's like all kinds of stuff that you can't use while
Seems
you're pregnant.
Like a lot of chemical stuff.
So,
I mean, you're going to get your hair done soon and you can't even like color your hair.
No, but
gonna,
I can
what
get
are you going to do? Like highlights?
Yeah. But I got ombre anyways. I don't even color my roots. Yeah. I just do like a lazy color because that way it grows out nicer. So basically she was like, you have two choices while you're pregnant. We can do a facial, just a plain old run-of-the-mill facial, or we can do a mandelic peel, which mandelic is, it's a peel, but you don't actually peel. It's just more for people with rosacea and things like that, you know. So we went with a mandelic and my skin looked much better, like dramatically better the next day. So it was a godsend because my chin was so messed up from what she said was the antibiotics. So she,
but girls get acne from hormones.
You know, honestly,
I thought you've been reading a lot that you feel like acne comes a lot of times when you're having a baby girl. So,
well, Ina said that. She right. said based off of my skin.
What?
And I don't know if she was feeling like it was oilier than normal because I feel like it is. But she was just saying that based off of my skin and also off all my symptoms because she wanted me to go through everything I've been going through, you know, all of the symptoms. She was like, you're 100% having a girl. But everybody who sees crazy. Me... Everybody who sees me has an opinion. Like Julie
well,
Solomon, she's like,
do.
You're having a boy.
That's
you are the, definitely having a boy.
That's the one thing people like chime in and want to be right about. There's so many wives' tales about.
We gotta do a poll. Like, I mean,
honestly, there's probably been like 15 to 20 different wives' tales. Like if you're, you know, if your breath smells like this, you're having a boy. If you
eat garlic and it's not coming out of your pores.
If your toes curl up like this, you're having a girl.
Right.
Like, I mean, those are.
It's funny because my mom, the very first day that our moms found out that we were pregnant, the very first day, your mom asked my mom, "What do you think what do you think she's having?" My mom said a boy, and your mom said a girl. Like the very first day, and it's like, what in the world makes you guys think of anything?
It's
so crazy.
A 50-50 chance at being right.
But everybody has an opinion. Not one person is like, I don't know, like. I think I'm going to wait and kind of see like when you pop, how you're carrying. Not one person. Like,
it's a thing to do.
And they feel like they are 100% correct. My best friend Megan, oh, it's a girl. Hands down, it's a girl.
What would you say the ratio?
My cousins are, two cousins I have say definitely a boy.
What would you say the ratio of people saying
boy to girl?
Yeah.
I don't know.
More people saying girl or more people saying? I feel like a couple of our really close friends
Suzanne
are saying.
Suzanne says I'm having a boy.
Okay. I feel like a few close friends are saying girl. Is that accurate or no?
Megan's saying girl. Who else is saying
Which
girl?
Is funny because Megan's not even seen you.
No, but she saw the last ultrasound picture. And based off of the ultrasound picture, she's like, you're having a girl. That's a girl's profile. So I don't know. Jay and Lo, they haven't said. Nobody here, like in our friend group besides Julie, has said what they think we're having. So maybe it's 50-50?
Maybe.
Maybe 60-40, a girl more? I don't know. Like it, I'd have to really sit down and like count everybody up. I don't know.
And just for the record, Angela wants a girl. She said if it's a boy, she's taking him back.
No, I did not say I'm taking him back. I did not say that. You were just like trying to make me out to be a bad person. I did not say that. I just said I would prefer to have a girl. And then you just like took that moment to be like, oh my gosh, you're a terrible person. I don't care. Give me whatever I want or whatever God wants, just as long as it's healthy. Like making me to be a bad person.
Well, I mean, listen, between the two of us, you are leaning more bad than I am. So anyway.
I'm the one who's like going through all the symptoms and I'm the one who's like feeling sick. So if anyone gets to have an opinion, I feel like it should be me.
I'm just kidding you.
You're like the Kermit when you sit back, but that's none of my business.
You're a bad person, but that's none of my business.
Drink your Lipton tea.
Did you guys hear that? That's the sound of the orange juice banana liquid coming through my Star Wars Stormtrooper. It looks like a sippy cup, if I'm being honest.
That's your new sick cup I bought you.
I have a sick cup. Angela, when I get sick, Angela gives me the sick cup. I've never heard of a sick cup until I had her around.
I just made it up for you.
But it's supposed to be like a fun cup.
When you're sick.
Only when I'm sick.
But your original Star Wars sick cups, they started broke. To leak.
Yeah, because I used them because I was sick.
All the time. When I first moved out here, you were sick all the time. So the one thing that you can say about me is that I have
kept me healthy.
Definitely improved your immune system.
It's true.
You are much healthier. You are dramatically. So I moved out here 6 years ago, July 1st. There has been a massive improvement in your health because of me. Admit it.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been feeling better.
You have sinus infections constantly.
Yeah, well, I had mono, and mono tore my immune system up. And
I just think that you didn't have anybody to take care of you or make you take vitamins or probiotics.
I also like ate better / worse in the way that I probably didn't get enough calories because I was,
starving yourself?
Starving, yeah, half the time, a 902.0.
So I've beefed you up a little bit.
You fattened me up.
But in exchange, you are healthier.
I am healthier.
So there's a catch 22 there.
I'm just kidding about it.
Would you rather be, let me ask you this. Would you rather be very skinny and unhealthy, like getting sick all the time, or a little bit chubby and healthier, not sick all the time?
Oh, I pick vanity.
Really?
Vanity every day.
Really? With as sick as you get?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I guess healthy. That's kind of the obvious answer.
I mean, I personally would be, but that's just me. All right, let's talk about symptoms for a quick second.
Okay.
Nausea is lightening up big time.
That's awesome.
Still on the Diclegis every single day, taking one a night, which I've never even taken a full dose. I've only ever taken one pill at night.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you've been nauseous, but I guess it's easier for me to say, but I don't feel like it's been that terrible for you.
I feel like I turned a corner big time with the Diclegis. The medicine helped big time.
Sure.
But I feel like this week it's really been easing up. But because even with the medication, at night I would still get nauseous. You could
still kind of feel it, yeah.
Yeah. The gas is much better than it was. I feel like I don't sleep enough, though. I really need to get on a better schedule. Still staying up till like 2 a.m, which is really bad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I know. We get into these stinking shows that we watch, and it's like we can't go to bed without watching at least one episode. Well,
you passed a new Lanter household rule this week that we have to be done with Last Man Standing by 12:30 and in bed. Let's see if that holds up.
Yeah.
No real cravings still. No real cravings.
No crazy stuff. I'm just waiting on the day that you want vanilla and pickles, vanilla ice cream and pickles.
I mean, like, nothing unusual. Nothing that, like, would be like, that's gross. No. Still French fries.
Yeah.
I'm eating my bowl of cereal.
Chick-fil-A. You've been wanting Chick-fil-A a lot.
And you never get it for me.
We don't have a Chick-fil-A near us. It's tough, guys.
Guys, it's like 20 minutes away.
Down in the depths of Hollywood, which anyone from L.A. knows that Chick-fil-A is a pain to get to, there is a ton of traffic. I mean, really?
It's not that unreasonable.
You know, driving like 20, 30 minutes for something so unhealthy? Well, like an hour by the time you do round trip.
It's not really that unreasonable, you know?
Well,
I mean, you've had the doctor tell you, and even Ina told me, like, when you want something, mm-hmm. just get it. Just sure. eat it.
Sure, yeah, just around the corner, though.
No, no, no. No, no, no. Whatever. Anyways, I have been eating cereal every night. Cereal has been my...
It's been your thing.
My clutch, yeah. And I don't...
Well, that's been your midnight snack. What are you doing? Special K or...
Special
K. Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, Special K. One time was like, I think Lucky Charms would sound good. Mm-hmm. So bought a box of Lucky Charms, had one bowl and was like, meh, don't eat them. Then I said...
You leave them for me. Them suckers are magically delicious.
Same thing with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm like, oh my gosh. We were at Walmart. I was like, I haven't had Cinnamon Toast Crunch in like years. I'm going to try this. Had one bowl. Meh. Done.
So I followed up.
Special K. I'm on my second box. Can't leave the Special K alone.
I don't know what it is. And they're not even that tasty.
I don't know. It's just something that I... That and Raisin Nut Bran. Those are the two things that I've gone to. I went through my Honey Nut Cheerios phase for a while, but I haven't really cared about those. I can see myself pulling those out and having those again.
Yep.
But I just don't really care about the sugary sweet cereal. Like, I just don't. I'm not...
Been eating a lot of Chobani. We've been doing Chobani.
Yeah, I love Chobani.
Which those things honestly are not that. Well, there's a lot of sugar in them.
There's a lot of sugar, yeah. But I mean, like if that's your dessert, I mean, you're going to have sugar anyways, then at least you're getting Greek yogurt with it. Yeah. I personally love the peanut butter dream, is it? Peanut butter dream? Something peanut butter something. But other than those two things, I haven't been like huge on dessert. I really, really, really wanted you to buy me some Little Debbie's. So I had you get me two boxes of Little Debbie's, like Nutter Butters and Cosmic Brownies.
Do you remember when Chobani sent me boxes and boxes and boxes of yogurt?
Yes, I do.
Because I tweeted about it. I was eating Chobani one time, those little flip things where you like flip up the toppings on it. And I opened it and I literally had no topping in the topping section.
It's like they forgot.
It's like they just forgot to put it in the top. And I tweeted them and I was like, hey, Chobani, yo, what's up with that? You know? And they tweeted me back and said, what's your address? And they sent me like six cases of Chobani. I was giving Chobani away.
Literally begging to like people to take it.
Oh, like I was handing it out to the neighborhood
kids.
Because
it expires so fast. Juicy Fruit did the same thing for us. Because I tweeted about Juicy Fruit, how Papa always had a thing in his pocket. That was really nice.
That was
of them.
Cool.
However, I tweeted about Oreos the other day and they didn't respond. I bought a, what was it, like a whole pack.
Did you tweet them?
Heck yeah, I tweeted them. I was ticked. We got a package of double stuffed Oreos. I have had a taste for just regular double stuffed.
It's been a little bit of a craving for you.
Oreo, I guess so. But like, I don't know. Like I've always eaten Oreos my whole life. To me, that's just normal. So my max is four Oreos at once. Like I never let myself have more than that. So all I've wanted was some regular, like the chocolate double stuffed Oreos, because I love the golden ones, but Matt's trying to diet. And if I put those in the house, that's like mean.
I inhale them.
That would just be mean of me to do. So I got the chocolate thinking that he would not really care about them. So that night, as soon as we literally bought them at Ralph's, brought them home, and then Jason and Lo came over, Jay opened the package and he took a bite and he was like, did you just now buy these? And we're like, yeah. He's like, these are terribly stale. So I tasted them. I could not even chew it. I just spit it out. It was so stale. Soft.
Sick.
It was gross.
Yeah, because usually good Oreos have that little crisp to them.
No, no crisp, no crunch, just like mushy. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Brand new. Made me so mad. So I tweeted about it. They didn't even respond.
That's messed up.
Come on, Nabisco. Where you at? I'm a huge Oreo fan.
Come on, though.
I love the Thins.
Come
too.
On, preach it, girl.
Don't you love the Thins? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We got those at the beach,
mm-hmm.
which we're gearing up for another beach trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Good stuff. So, yeah, that's week 12 in a nutshell. Anything else that I'm forgetting? Are you going to add?
No, it's really sort of like uneventful. I feel like maybe
it's because
we got into the
week. We shot ourselves in the foot by filming.
Oh, it's not a filming, drastic. But
you know what I mean? Recording the last episode too late, and then it didn't leave us with enough content for this week. But you know what? It was short, sweet, to the point, and maybe you guys like it that way. I don't know. If so, tweet us. Say, hey, episode 7 was awesome. It was a little bit shorter, and we like that. You know, whatever. I'm at Angela Lanter. You're
at Matt Lanter.
Did you forget for a second there, or?
No, I just didn't know we were doing that.
I was just, I mean, you just follow that up if you're listening to what I'm saying.
You're in like sign-off mode, and I, you know.
Well, I'm in sign-off mode because that's really it, and you don't have anything to add, so let's go watch some freaking Last Man Standing.
Signing off. See you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.